it may well decrease consumption, but it seems to me the pressure for is a lot more on the little guy, the person who's not wasting so much as the big waster. Hardly any pressure on them at all.
Well, that's why the rebates, Congressman, are being given back in larger proportion to the low and the middle income people.
What rebates are you talking about?
I'm talking about the tax rebates through the additional cost.
And the
but as you know,
the non-taxpayer distribution of $80 per taxpayer as well. This recognizes what your concerns are.
What is that? You're just going to send them a check for $80?
Yeah.
That's correct.
And
that's the non-taxpayer.
The non-taxpayer gets a one-time check of $80.
Each year.
And he can go out and spend that for something that he needs, and then every time he goes into the grocery store, every time he pays a fuel bill, that's $80 is supposed to compensate him for all that.
Yes, that's exactly
what our calculations show, that it's going to compensate him for the increased cost of his energy requirement, actually overcompensate as well right up through the lower income level.
Well. To me, my reaction to that sounds like a real con game. But I suppose you'll keep riding around your limousine.
I don't have a limousine, Congressman.
And, you and I will—we can carry on our normal business. But these people are never going to be.
You and I aren't compensated for the additional costs of our energy. The lower income and middle income people are overcompensated for their additional costs. This is going to encourage people who do have limousines maybe to think twice about it.